The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Jarvis Cocker. Now, we've just got about 5 minutes to talk about summer eating, and I'm joined by food writer Lily Higgins. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Lily.
Brendan. How are you? Great.
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, this is so on topic because the weather is beautiful and we're all planning lighter, more delicious food, I think.
Do you remember summer eating back in the day when we would have
yes.
a salad? Remember the salad? Are
I
you
know.
Too young
you
for
know what? Yeah. That's one of my tips is to cook ham in a slow cooker for all those salad plates. I mean, the most important thing for your salad plate, obviously, is mayonnaise or salad cream. But we used to always have that on a Saturday and watch Blind Date in the sitting room. I remember doing that. And we used to have tomatoes, like half a tomato, spring onions and grated cheese, a little mound of grated cheese. So I think it's a really sort of nostalgic. Yeah, boiled egg. Yeah.
And of course, lettuce then was butterhead. Like we just thought that was lettuce. You didn't have types of lettuce in those days.
Totally. No, it's like far from rockers we were raised. But I think we can do kind of a modern version of that. And just by having stuff like that in our fridge, like cooking chicken or ham in the slow cooker and having them in the fridge ready to grab and go. And another really good salad to have in your fridge is curried couscous. Now, I know you can buy this in the shop and it seems a bit sort of sad and dull, but I've given you a really nice recipe using medjool dates and lime juice. And it's really zesty and delicious and it lasts for about 5 days in your fridge.
Oh, perfect.
So I think things like
that. There, yeah. And it's handy for people to be dipping in or grab. Because you see, the good weather is always a surprise, isn't it? So you need to be kind of ready.
Yeah, and listen, exactly.
The slow cooker, is that not more of a wintry kind of vibe?
Yeah, like I think, you know, I always think of it as something that you can just switch on and just forget about. So that's really handy. And I know we use it for curries and stews and everything, but you can just put in a piece of ham and some apple juice and water and an onion and just leave it cook the ham all day. And I find it so handy for that. So I do that and I do chicken. You can cook a whole chicken in there too and then use all the water to make light sort of Thai soups with loads of herbs. So it's really delicious. But like nobody wants to be stuck indoors, like, you know, slaving over a hot stove when it's sunny outside. So when we have that like burst of weather, I just love cooking stuff on the barbecue. So it's all about having stuff ready to go. So I always have meat in a marinade in the fridge. So I've given you a lovely recipe as well for this marinade for this chicken. And you just make up the batch of marinades. There's loads of, it's sort of a Thai version. You make it up in like a high speed blender and then you can use half the marinade for the chicken and then use the other half as a dressing for your salad.
Okay,
so it's kind of multitasking.
People, take out the half for the salad before the other half goes
yes,
near the chicken. You don't marinate the chicken and then pour off the marinade that's had the raw chicken in it. Yes.
No, definitely not. But it's just about thinking of things differently. But I've given you the salad with all the breakdown. I've given you that recipe. But it's just sort of...
And a Thai salad with that kind of...
Yeah, beautiful. So there's loads of herbs in it and mango and red onion. And so it's just really fresh and a taste of holidays, you know, which is what we want when we do get the sun.
Now, the kids will be at home soon enough now. And the thing about kids when they're not at school is they're constantly hungry. So you have some snack ideas?
Exactly. So I think they're always hungry and everything has to be portable because they just move around constantly when they're eating as well. And just things to have to bring in the car. So I've given you a recipe for power balls, which is basically honey and oats and peanut butter. And then you can add like sort of a natural ground hemp or a vanilla pea protein, whatever type
hang
of thing you want
now,
just
are
for
you,
a protein.
Hang on. Are you passing them off on the kids? Have you convinced them that's a treat? Yeah.
And chocolate chips as well.
Okay,
but they actually
okay.
love them because it's peanut butter and it's honey. They're like little Reese's balls, you know, like the Reese's pieces. They're absolutely delicious.
Yeah. And I presume you get the kids involved in rolling them up and everything as well, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So they can roll them up themselves or you could press all that mix into a tin and cut it into little bars as well. But they're really filling, which is great. And that's sort of the type of thing that they need. Because I know I could tell you have loads of fruit readily cut up for them to reach into the fridge for. But realistically, they want the stuff with the chocolate chips. So I think that's a really good thing to have. And I also roast chickpeas, you know, little like a tin of chickpeas on a tray with like smoked sweet paprika and olive oil and salt. And you can roast them and they get really crispy and kind of Moorish. And they actually do love them. Well, 2 out of 3 of mine love that. So I do tend to do that a lot for them.
And you've convinced them that that's like an alternative to a crunchy snack that's covered in salt and stuff like that. Crisps or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, and they do love them and they're just kind of addictive, you know. So and popcorn as well is really handy. Just doing huge batches of popcorn, and you can add loads of different flavorings. Well,
how would you dicky up the popcorn?
Like, you could use spices, like you could use your curry spice. You could melt butter in a pan and then add all your like garam masala to that until it smells really lovely and toasted. And you could just fold the popcorn through that, and you could add sort of flaked almonds to it and just make a gorgeous Bombay popcorn mix, which I absolutely love. Or you could use cinnamon. You could just do loads of different things with popcorn. So we need to sort of think of it as a vehicle for flavor, basically.
Okay.
So you could add loads of different things with parmesan and black pepper and little flakes of oregano, dried oregano. That's really, really nice on popcorn too.
Okay.
So there's loads of different ways to flavor it.
Thank you so much. Loads of good ideas there. We'll put the recipes up on the website. Thanks a million. Enjoy the fine day now.
And you too.
We'll put all that up.